Fred Film Radio, Transylvania International Film Festival, Romania.
Fred Film Radio, I'm Matt Micucci from the 2019 Transylvania International Film Festival, and I'm very pleased to be joined by director Luke Lawrenson. Thank you very much for joining us.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me.
And you're presenting the film Midnight Family. Just the first question is kind of, let's say, the obligatory one. Would you like to maybe introduce the film for our listeners who are not familiar with it yet?
Midnight Family is a feature documentary about a family in Mexico City that runs a for-profit ambulance. The government has less than 45 public ambulances for a city of about 9 million people, so a lot of the emergency work is done by these kind of mom-and-pop, unofficial EMT businesses that show up first to accidents and try to make a living with people on dire straits.
That's some story, right? How did you encounter that?
I was in Mexico City actually shooting a completely different project, but one morning woke up and met the Ochoa family just parked outside of my apartment building, and was curious enough to ask them if I could ride in their ambulance for a night. And in that first evening, saw this whole spectrum of emotions and this underworld of ethical dilemmas that fascinated me.
So that's interesting to me because, you know, as watching a lot of these films, I'm curious about the very origins of it. And I'm fascinated by the fact that you would actually go down and ask them and approach them just like that. You know, what made you do that?
I mean, that's kind of the life of a documentary filmmaker, is keeping this constant curiosity going and making that effort to talk and connect with people that interest you. And with them, I saw this family kind of working in this ambulance. There was this 8-year-old boy, there was a mother and a son, and I just knew that watching a family run an ambulance could potentially be interesting. I didn't know about the whole kind of ethical questions that really became a big part of the film as well.
Right. How much did you know about it? Very little.
Very little. It's something that people in Mexico actually know near to nothing about. It, you know, if you need an ambulance once in your life, it's a lot. And so people don't really think about it until they need it.
So when you meet the family, do you start filming right away, or are you just riding with them for a while and you're thinking in your head, you know, this might be a good idea?
With them, I actually started filming right away,
yeah.
Which isn't the approach I might always take, but there was a lot of trial and error of trying to figure out how on earth I was going to capture their work, and I kind of just jumped into it. They were down to let me film right away, and so I said, why not?
They were?
Yeah.
No,
yeah.
Like, they didn't try to tell you, you know, did they warn you about anything, or did they, what were their directions for you, the director of the film?
Not much. I mean, it was a long conversation that evolved over the course of the 3 years that we were filming of what I could include and what I couldn't, and we got to a point where they were, you know, going to let me include anything, everything. But from the beginning, it was a little bit trickier to, you know, my job when I'm making these films is to connect with these people and to make them feel comfortable sharing their life. And, you know, as you might assume, people aren't always comfortable doing that from day one.
No, especially like, you know, having a camera pointed at you, I feel that could be very threatening. But you had no problems with that.
No, I mean, It's part of the art of observational filmmaking is getting people to feel comfortable with that. So it's a process.
Do you have any tricks to make people feel comfortable?
I
mean, tricks is probably not the right word. Yeah. Let's just say that. You know, not the politically correct term, but
it's almost like your body language. But I almost compare it to like jazz, in that you are trying to create a tune with this world, and you're kind of dancing around them. And the way that you dance around them when you're filming is what will or will not make them feel comfortable. And it often comes down to just time. I spent an immense amount of time in this ambulance to get the intimacy that the film needed.
How long did you spend with them?
We shot over the course of 3 years, but it was a total of maybe 90 nights, starting at 2 in the afternoon, shooting through 8 in the morning sometimes, so like really long days.
And you're all in this ambulance. I mean, do you feel like you're part of the team at some point?
Definitely. I mean, not in a medical sense. I was really kind of strict about staying out of their way and not participating in the business, but I was there with them, you know, parked on a street corner at 6 a.m., kind of waiting for things to happen, and a real sense of friendship has kind of built.
I'm not sure. I mean, while I was watching this, I almost got the sense that, I wasn't sure. The thing about me is, like, whenever I watch a film, I try to know as little as possible about it. It's kind of just like my thing about being surprised and, you know, loving the adventure of actually watching films. I wasn't sure whether this was a documentary or a fiction film at the start, you know? Do you like that? That blending of not exactly genres, but I guess forms?
Yeah, I do. I think I try with my films to kind of break down these walls that the world has created between a documentary and a fiction film. I think film is an experience for people, and it should have elements of everything. Midnight Family is strictly nonfiction storytelling, but some of the visual styles and the way that we use sound and everything are heavily inspired from fiction filmmaking. I tried to pick a subject matter where I could get enough control over the space to shoot it the way that I wanted to shoot it, instead of just kind of following people around and not knowing where I'd be next. You know, I knew every scene would be in the ambulance.
That's what I was thinking as well, because a lot of it does take place in the ambulance, like you said, but I'm also thinking then, how are you getting the right space to film it in the way that it is, because it's shot beautifully?
I mean, I was a one-person crew, which was kind of an essential element of it, and I had this one little seat that I could sit in without being in the way, and shot almost all of the movie from there. And then I had another camera that was mounted on the hood of the ambulance that would film the people driving, and I would be using both cameras at the same time.
What camera were you using handheld?
It was a Sony FS7.
All right, okay.
Yeah.
So finding yourself in the middle of it, though, I mean, it's you're in the midst of like pretty intense situations there. How do you prepare for that? Can you prepare for that?
I think the only way to really prepare is to do it multiple times. I think I wasn't prepared when I started, and by the end of filming, I was more prepared, in that I knew a general sense of how these accidents unfold. There would always be moments, though, that would totally surprise you and shock you and traumatize you, to be blunt.
Yeah,
and you can never prepare for those.
You can't. I mean, but there is a moment. So it's a gradual process, basically, is what I'm trying to say.
It's a gradual process of getting more comfortable with it. It's not a gradual process in terms of what each night brings you. You never know.
What about when you're not filming? Are you still thinking about it? I mean, even when the film is over, do you still... What is left of that experience?
So much. I think making this film has totally kind of changed me as a person in terms of how I see the world. And it was an incredibly intense experience for me. That was really this four-year process of getting to know people that I never otherwise would have met, and spending time in this roller coaster of an ambulance and trying to capture that experience and give it to audiences. So it's really changed me.
Now, also, as well, I'm asking you a lot of questions about the actual filmmaking process, but I'm fascinated to the situation. Like, when do you know when to stop shooting, basically? When do you know how to stop filming?
It's one of the hardest parts. I think with a documentary, actually, when you stop editing is sometimes the more difficult place, because that's really where the writing of the film happens. But I knew from the kind of first week of being in the ambulance what I wanted the story to be. I wanted it to be a series of accidents where each accident increases these ethical stakes, and it took many shoots for me to get the material to really explain that story. But once I had those scenes, I kind of knew that I had them. You also spend so much time on these projects that you only have so much in you, and you kind of work until you can't anymore.
You don't want to let it go. There's a part of you that doesn't want to let it go.
Yeah, that's definitely a part of it too. And also just accepting certain mistakes or certain things that you won't always love about the film. I think if I can be kind of 90-95% happy with the movie, then it's good to be done. But
95% sounds very good to me. I'm not 95% happy with anything I've done in my life, probably. So fair play.
Yeah.
Is there any aspect of what, and now this may be a little out there as a question, but is there any aspect of what the family does that you disagree with ethically?
No, I don't think about what they do in those terms. Even I think of them as a family who's desperately trying to do the right thing, who's stuck in a system that's fundamentally broken. And what the film is about is how corrupt systems make people choose between impossible choices. It's a family that doesn't have the luxury to always do the right thing, and they're the only option out there for a lot of people in the city. So I think they play around with really big ethical questions, but they are victims of a system that's not working, and that's part of what makes what they do so complicated.
I love what you just said. They don't have the option of always doing the right thing. I mean, some people really don't have that. That's interesting.
Yeah.
I think that's an important part of this documentary too. All right, Luke, well, it was a great pleasure talking with you. I mean, it's a great film, and I'm happy to have seen it and happy to have talked with you about it.
Thank you so much.
And this is Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.